additional instructions to make absolutely sure it's clear, but we're putting in a lot of heavy equipment into the beach down there so that they can get big pictures of guns and tanks and Marines as well moving out. And also, I just talked to Cy 2 minutes ago, and I instructed him, I was sure it would be acceptable to you, to move out not only the 600 we talked of yesterday, but the rest of that battalion, which will make a total of 1,600, we'll hope to get out by the end of today or certainly mid-tomorrow.
All right, that's good. When do the others arrive? Tomorrow?
Well, the Brazilians don't all get in until Friday.
That's right, that's good. Now, the next thing, I see where the 900 Australians that left on a ship to Vietnam.
Yes.
Left from Sydney.
Yep.
On a troop carrier. The battalion was the largest complete Australian Army contingent put together since the Korean War.
Right.
And I would sure see that we had adequate briefings before they come in, and a lot of material about them, and as much publicity as you do.
Right.
Send in one damn Marine.
Right.
So that we can show that other people are helping us. You might get the total new countries that they can announce have flagged there one way or the other to help us with our foreign aid.
Right.
Now, it seems to me that while we're riding high, before we really get in deep trouble, that we ought to try to meet with, you and Rusk ought to meet with Fulbright and Mansfield and ask them when they think they can get up. It seems to me that the quicker we get that foreign aid behind us, the better it would be. And then I could go on and have visits with these people.
Right.
Will you ask Dean what he thinks he can do about getting them to pick it up as soon as he can?
I will indeed.
If they will let it lay around long and they prove that something's wrong in the Dominican Republic or something else, why, they'll have an axe over it.
Sure.
We can get that damn thing through. We've got everything really we've got to have up there.
Well, we need both the authorizing and also the appropriating legislation, but we've got to get on both.
This is the authorizing, and we've already got it through, and it kind of sets the pace. And if we can get it through the Senate without the major scars like we did the House.
Yeah.
I called them all last night at 11 o'clock. Thank you. McCormick and Albert and Doc Morgan and all of them. But it was a miraculous victory. Hell, they put in an amendment to cut it to 100 million. And they couldn't even get enough patellars on it.
Yeah, I know. It was very good. Very good.
So I think if we publicize those two things, did you ever get your text or your transcript over here?
It's on my desk to go to you right now, Mr. President. I'll get it right over.
I've had Bill Moyer meeting since 10 o'clock with a group of our boys, and I made him review Max, and I want him to review yours, too.
So I'll send this directly to Bill.
Yeah, so they could follow that line.
I'll do it right away, Mr. President. I'm sorry I didn't go earlier.
Waiting.